Palm Sunday used to be one of my favorite feast day ever. Well, I guess I still like it, but in a different way. But when I was younger, Palm Sunday would draw a lot of crowd. People would go to church, and not only the inside of the church was packed in Vietnam, but people would stand outside, and then they would pull in their motor scooter, their motorbike, and people would sit on their motorbike going to church. So the whole church was packed. But then I finally start to realize that, hey, wait a minute. They go to church not because of Palm Sunday. They go to church because of the free palm. So people would take all of the palm that they could get, and then, couples would sit on their motorbike, start hugging each other and do things that they shouldn't do because their parents are not there. And then children would be playing around, playing with the palm. And so everybody is kind of doing their own thing, yet they kind of miss the message of what Palm Sunday is all about. Perhaps that is all of us, not physically speaking, but perhaps spiritually speaking. Many times we are bystanders. We know what is going to happen. We can see what is happening. And we kind of understand what is going on. But our heart is not in it because we choose to remain a bystander. It is easy to be a bystander and just let the whole liturgy of the Holy Week, which begins today with Palm Sunday, and it goes with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. It is so easy for us to go through the motion, just to go through the process in order to do what we're asked to do and remain a bystander. But today, the church is asking us to not just be a bystander, but to be a disciple, to be a part of the Lord's passion, of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection for us, to be a part of the Paschal mystery. We cannot remain a bystander. We have to become a disciple as we watch our own Lord, the one who loves us and gave his life for us. We cannot remain a bystander. We have to become a disciple as we walk the way of the cross, as we also share the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we embrace the way of the cross just as Jesus had done for us. We cannot remain a bystander because we know that his love for us is true and his love for us is real. His love for us is personal. His love for us is so intimate that we can no longer be a bystander. We have to be a disciple. So it had already been a long mass already, and I'm going to keep my homily short by reading to you a part of what St. Gregory of Nazianzen, which is a fourth century Archbishop of Constantinople. So let me quote him. "Let us take our part in the Passover prescribed by the law, not in the literal way, but according to the teaching of the gospel, not in an imperfect way, but perfectly, not only for time, but for eternally. So if you are Simon of Cyrene, take up your cross and follow Christ. If you are crucified beside him like one of the thieves, now, like the good thieves, acknowledge your God. For your sake and because of your sin, Christ himself was regarded a sinner. For his sake, therefore, you must cease to your own sin. Worship him who was hung on the cross because of you, even if you are hanging there yourself. Derive some benefit from the very shame to purchase salvation with your own death. Enter paradise with Christ and discover how far you have fallen. Contemplate the glories there and lead the other scoffing thief to die outside because of his blasphemy. If you are Joseph of Arimathea, go to the one who ordered his crucifixion and ask for Christ's body. Make your own the expiation for the sins of the whole world. If you are Nicodemus, like the man who worship God by night, bring spices and prepare Christ's body for burial. If you are one of the Marys, or of Salome, or Joanna, weep in the early morning. Be the first to see the stone roll back, and even the angels perhaps, and Jesus himself. So what St. Gregory basically invited us is that we have to be a part of this passion narrative. Whether we are Simon, whether we are the good thief, whether we are Joseph of Arimathea, whether we are Nicodemus, whether we are whatever disciples we are, we have to be a disciple and participate in the passion narrative. So I invite you, as we begin Holy Week, simply throughout this Holy Week, pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, just as you have embraced the way of the cross for me, help me to embrace my own cross, die to myself for the love of you.